Today's the day to be on the lookout for ghosts, but for members of a Fairbanks group, seeking out apparitions is a year-round hobby. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the local ghost hunters are serious about tracking the paranormal.
Ryan French is an Army mechanic at Fort Wainwright by day, but by night, he's a ghost hunter.
I'm the founder and lead investigator of SOPA Paranormal Seekers, which is SOPA stands for Seekers of Paranormal and History.
French says he's been interested in ghosts since being visited by an apparition when he was 16 at his family home in Texas.
Our house was on the backside of a river, and apparently a woman had died along that river somewhere. My mom started talking about how she always saw a woman in the house. Well, me and my stepdad, we always said, well, we don't see it. You know, we think you're crazy, this, that, and the other. Well, a couple weeks went by. I'm laying there in my bed, and I wake up, and I see an apparition of a woman standing at my doorway. So I close my eyes, I open my eyes back up, and there she is standing right next to me. I get up, screaming my head off, and run to the other side of the house. And after that, I saw her on a regular basis until about 6 months later, my stepdad finally saw it, and made everybody move.
French started SOPA in 2006 to investigate haunted places. He says he led several projects in the lower 48 and has continued the work in Fairbanks since moving here with the Army 4 years ago. SOPA members check out haunted houses, apartments, and other places where people have experienced things unexplained. French and friends have recently spent some nights at the Birch Hill Cemetery looking for alleged apparitions like the Lady in White.
And the last time we actually investigated here, two of us actually saw what we believed to be the Lady in White. Something caught our eye, and we looked, and just over here, where that American flag is, you could see this white mist, and it had long flowing hair, just kind of go for about, I don't know, 5 feet, and then dissipate. But it was just from the waist up, and solid white.
Sometimes SOPA members don't see anything, but they say they feel the paranormal presence. SOPA investigator Blake Cogan says that's what happened while looking for the suspected ghost of a woman's grandfather at the Jillian Square Apartments.
All three of us got the wind taken out of us. We got short of breath. We got really shaky and like the chills and everything. And it was just weird how it all hit us at once. And it kind of makes you believe that or think that was it that person trying to communicate to us and saw us leaving and then ran through us all and took all of our body energy and made us feel that way.
Cogan says SOPA uses video and still cameras, sound recorders, thermometers, motion detectors, and electromagnetic energy meters to try to capture evidence of paranormal activity.
You can see orbs floating around and they go all different ways. They'll go up, down, left, right, and you get like little pictures of people's faces, or it looks like a body. We caught people's voices.
Another SOPA investigation explored the abandoned Polaris Hotel building in downtown Fairbanks. French says it took months to get permission to get into the deteriorating high-rise, where there are stories of the ghost of a little girl who died in a third-floor room.
People have, I guess, heard her in the room. They've also, before the Polaris building shut down, people in the lobby would, the workers would report getting phone calls from room 303 when nobody's in there. And it was always a little girl asking for their mother.
French has an audio recording made in the Polaris of what he describes as a little girl whimpering, but it's scratchy and very faint. All the SOPA sounds and images fall short of ghosts as portrayed in books and movies. But French says finding convincing evidence keeps them going.
The Holy Grail, which is to catch a full-bodied apparition on video, you know, to catch what we call Class A EVPs, electronic voice phenomenon, which Class A is where you can clearly 100% hear what they're saying.
Fairbanks is apparently good ghost hunting country. Other supposedly haunted locations include the Co-op Diner and Empress Theater, the Denali State Bank Building, Fairbanks Memorial Hospital, and the Pioneer Park Civic Center. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.